USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The world is waiting as scientists say they're racing to learn more about a new strain of COVID-19 discovered first in South Africa. Worldwide travel bans are now being put into effect to try to stop the spread of this. It's likely vaccine resistant as of now. President Biden commenting on a travel ban that will be taking effect on Monday.
I decided that we're going to be cautious, make sure there is no travel to and from South Africa and six other countries, except for American citizens who are able to come back.
Biden commenting as he and the First Lady continue their holiday weekend on Nantucket. The President commenting as he and the First Lady continue their holiday weekend on Nantucket Island. Meanwhile, Moderna says it's already working to develop a booster shot for this new COVID-19 variant. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
Americans spent less money than was expected at U.S. shopping centers, as in brick-and-mortar stores, on Black Friday. The Adobe Digital Economy Index says they spent about $6.6 billion as of 9 o'clock Eastern last night, about $2 billion less than expected, though better than last year. One of Broadway's most famous composers ever has passed away at 91. Stephen Sondheim died Friday at his home in Roxbury, Connecticut. He was famous for his music and lyrics from plays like West Side Story and A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. His most famous song, though, came from A Little Night Music, and it was famously covered by a number of artists, including Frank Sinatra. He was given the Medal of Freedom in 2015 from then-President Obama. Stephen Sondheim, again, was 91. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
There have been delays because of lots of people on the roads and highways and the typical airport delays, but the weather has been fairly cooperative during the holiday period, with the exception of the Northwest, where flood warnings and watches remain in effect for Northwest Washington through Monday. Heavy rain passing over some parts of the Northwest, and they're still recovering from the serious floods of just a few weeks ago. Mike McFarland's a National Weather Service meteorologist stationed in Seattle.
Some of the areas up there around Bellingham haven't really had a chance to drain away, so a lot of the fields still have water, and it's still pretty miserable. They're still cleaning up from the big flood, so this is kind of an annoying problem for them.
A security guard shot while trying to protect a San Francisco TV crew out in the field has died of his wounds, as former police officer Kevin Nishida was shot by thieves trying to rob the news crew of its TV camera on Wednesday. They were reporting at the time on a robbery in Oakland. The general manager of the TV station issuing a statement expressing devastation over the loss. The alleged shooter is still at large. And Michigan beats Ohio State. Oh, it's newsmaking because it's the first time that's happened in 10 years. The Wolverines pulling off a 42-27 victory over their rival OSU in Ann Arbor on Saturday. Michigan now moves on to the Big Ten Championship in Indy next week. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.